This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the new goods and services tax GST regime will improve consumption by citizens and will not impact capital expenditure. In an interview to a private news channel, Ms. Sitharaman said 99% of all the goods and services are now either in the 0, 5 or 18% bracket.
100%, because there's more money given already through the income tax cut. The rates are coming down. So the citizen now has a choice to meet his aspirations and his expectations. He cannot say, look, I have the money because the income tax is reduced, but these items are beyond my affordability. Now everything has come down. I'll give you this number, which is important. 99% of all the goods and services which are touched by GST are now either in 0 or in 5 or in 18. There's nothing beyond.
The minister said petroleum and alcohol products will be outside of GST. She informed the government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. Meanwhile, in an interview with Akashvani News, the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs chairperson, Sanjay Kumar Agarwal, has termed the next generation GST reforms as bold and comprehensive.
Because it is a very bold reform and it is very comprehensive also.
Right.
So the interest of common man is the foremost priority in doing this exercise, and it has been kept in mind that the items of daily necessities of common man are kept at merit rate. For that, a study was made how a common man spent his budget on his monthly buying. So once that study has been done, so the items on which common man spends his money, so those items have been kept at merit rate of 5%. So what Prime Minister has said in his speeches is actually the cornerstone or touchstone for determining the rates at which the commodity should be charged.
An interministerial central team, IMCT, visited Jammu and Kashmir's Riyasi and Udhampur districts yesterday to assess the damage caused by recent heavy rains and landslides. The central team suggested strengthening community-based disaster preparedness and prioritizing the restoration of critical infrastructure. The team was led by Colonel Kirti Pratap Singh, Joint Secretary, National Disaster Management Authority. Meanwhile, the Indian Air Force helicopters delivered nearly 6 tons of relief material for the people of flood-hit Damote Panchayat in Udhampur district yesterday. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Delhi has deployed a team of doctors and nurses to extend medical relief and humanitarian support to the flood-affected areas of northern India, including Punjab. Talking exclusively with Akashvani News, Dr. Amrinder Singh, assistant professor in the Department of Radio Diagnosis at AIIMS, Delhi, said the team will provide immediate assistance to the affected people and are well-trained and equipped to solve any health problems. Union Minister of Sports and Youth Affairs Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has stated that more than thousands of trained MY Bharat Apada Mitras will be mobilized to provide rescue operations in the flood-affected areas of Punjab and Himachal Pradesh. The minister was addressing the high-level meeting at MY Bharat headquarters in New Delhi. The National Investigation Agency has arrested a key wanted terror accused of Amritsar Temple grenade attack that took place in March this year. The accused, Sharanjeet Kumar, a resident of Batala village in Gurdaspur district, was nabbed from Gaya in Bihar yesterday. India's foreign exchange reserves rose $3.51 billion, reaching over $694.2 billion in the week ending on 29th of August. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, increased by around $1.69 billion to over $583.9 billion. India will take on China in Super 4 stage match of men's Asia Cup hockey at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. This match will be played at 7:30 p.m. With one win and one draw, Indian team is set at the top of the Super 4 stage points table, accumulating 4 points. And in the U.S. Open tennis, defending champion Aryna Sabalenka will take on 8-seed American Amanda Anisimova in women's singles final later tonight. In the men's singles, the last four clash between Italian world number one and defending champion Yannick Sinner and Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime is underway. And that is the end of this news bulletin.